Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? United Healthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to WrestleMania 40 weekend. And of course, we're in Philadelphia. Now, look, we've gone to the Rocky statue. I said this on the other video. Look, it's cool, right? I love Rocky. It's one of my favorite films. The steps are better. They just are. Because obviously, that came out because of the success of Rocky, whereas the steps were just steps, and they kind of got this myth about them. I don't even know what that means. But it is cool to be here. Like, I'm hoping from now on, WrestleMania just goes to locations. They're in, what, Minneapolis next year? There ain't no movie iconic situations there, but no, it is cool. I do appreciate it. But we're actually going to look past WrestleMania 40 at the moment, because one of the things I think WWE has done a tremendous job of in building to WrestleMania 40 is also going, well, what are we going to do after the fact? Of course, we want storylines to peak and we want championships to change hands. When we get to that Raw after WrestleMania, I mean, we need that. Is that for me? Was that? Hello, my friend. There you go. I said to Phil, I just wanted one person to make a noise. And literally, it's one person. Just one person. He'll see this afterwards. It's a little bit like everyone's going to be looking at him. Going, what's this strange guy? But I appreciate him. And that's all that matters. But no, you will remember if you're a long-term WWE fan. Right? You got to... The Raw after WrestleMania has been hit and miss. Last year's was... What the hell was going on? I actually think the Raw after WrestleMania this year is going to be massive. I think there's going to be debuts. I think there's going to be surprises. Because, of course, they don't do that anymore. We don't get into the April-May... calendar window, and all of a sudden you're like, oh man, it's so hard to watch, it's so dire, it's so boring, which was the way. You could literally see graphs where it would peak for WrestleMania, then everything else would just be not boring, but they'd just be waiting for the next pay-per-view premium live event, or even sometimes dragging it out to SummerSlam. Now, because they are trying to make every single PLE feel good, like Backlash is the next pay-per-view, that's in France. So that's going to have a magic to it. Could even do a big Baron Corbin push. They love him in France, so we should do that. So I actually think that coming out of WrestleMania 40, there's going to be loads to be excited about. For example, do I believe that Cody Rhodes is going to be the WWE Super Duper Champion? I do. So then we have to figure out, well, who the hell is his first contender is going to be? Now, I don't think it's going to be The Rock. But I do believe over this weekend that we are going to plant the seeds to let everybody know, I've said this on another video, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, next year's Mania, Royal Rumble, who knows, that The Rock and Cody Rhodes is something that we have set up for. So even though we're not going to have a defined date, that'll be in your brain, it'll be in your tootsie toes, it'll be in your tum-tum, you can be excited about that. If Roman loses his championship, everyone is saying he's going to be taking a massive hiatus anyway. Now, I have no problem with this, people seem to get mad about that. Who knows the reasons why, slap your head, but, you know, he can do whatever the hell he wants. He's established himself as a superstar. But it also leaves you the question, well, when does he come back? And what's he going to do? And who's he going to feud with? And do we get to SummerSlam and we do Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns part two? I think having all of that in the background and making sure your commentators hinted it just keeps the momentum going. But there's a bunch of other stuff as well, like Gunther versus Sami Zayn. I'm convinced and I'm hoping that Sami Zayn is going to become the Intercontinental Champion. You could do something with Chad Gable to kind of screw over Gunther if you want him to be Cody Rhodes' first opponent. But you know, I believe this, I could be wrong, right? I double-checked it, but sometimes I get these things incorrect. Soon after WrestleMania, WWE is going to Montreal. We all remember what happened at Elimination Chamber 2023. Sami Zayn has come out and said that, even though it's storyline, there was a real part of him that felt terrible about all that, because he did want to live up to the expectations of his friends and family. If he walks in to Montreal, his hometown, in a place that goes absolutely crazy for him, as the Intercontinental Champion, screw what happened at Elimination Chamber 2023. All those moments and love and feelings will come crashing back, and then you could probably use that to get Sami Zayn back to where he was. So that's another thing that we can do. Something else that I would do, Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. I would keep the title on Rhea Ripley. Then Becky Lynch could come out, she's having a crisis of confidence. Not only is that going to turn Rhea into a bigger superstar than she already is, but it's a story to continue things on after the fact. So that could main event Backlash in France. I can't remember what the current schedule is. I mean, you could do something like Clash at the Castle. I don't know, but I think it's massively, massively important that, and WWE knows this better than me, what do I know, some stupid bald idiot, but they know better than anyone that right now they are riding this incredible wave to the point people are being like, oh my gosh, WrestleMania 40 could be the best WrestleMania ever. But you don't want, it can't be the best WrestleMania ever if it doesn't have a tail, it doesn't have an extra chapter. Now, of course, you need to end stories. I'm so sick of this. People keep going, well, Cody Rhodes wins the belt. What stories can we tell? Whatever you want. Cody Rhodes can take on a lion. Can take on a bear. Go find a, what's a made-up creature? I can't even remember. A Minotaur. Go find a Minotaur. Do Cody Rhodes versus the Minotaur. I don't care. Sometimes you just have to pull the trigger.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
But you have to keep people's interests up, and because they do keep doing these sellouts, and because they can sell, The Rock's going away now, but he's going to come back, things we've already talked about, that just keeps the interest up, and it ties into something else that I think could happen. Again, make sure you go watch the rumours video that went up earlier today to get my sort of intricate thoughts on it. But if you can do something crazy with a Money in the Bank cash-in featuring Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins and CM Punk and, of course, Damian Priest, knowing that we're going to Clash at the Castle, which is happening in Scotland, then all of a sudden you've got a brand new story for Drew as well, which I think is so exciting. Maybe he wins the belt, and maybe Drew, I'm keeping the names wrong, maybe Damian takes it off him right away, and then you do the couple of months until we get to the north of the border, back in the UK, and the main event can be Drew McIntyre, who will be a pseudo babyface on that evening, and you can have Damian Priest, who will be a pseudo heel. It doesn't matter if Damian Priest loses the title after 2 months. I would say there was a time, especially when he was Punishment Martinez in Ring of Honor. I think if you had said to someone one day he'll be the WWE champion, look, it would be wrong of them, because I think you should always believe in a professional wrestler and then and a way that they can sort of surprise you and go above their limits, but nobody would have believed it, right? They didn't think it was going to happen. So even Damian Priest having a 2 to 3 month run with that championship, it can probably get him out of the Judgment Day, which is clearly something WWE wants to do, something else they've been winking and teasing at, which again you can do post-WrestleMania, but it also gets to this amazing, very specific main event where Drew McIntyre can finally win that championship, again, in front of Scotland. I don't want to be that guy. Wales is not his home country. I know last year's or 2 years ago, Clash of the Castle, we pretended that was the case. He is Scottish. But then as soon as he has won that belt, he can go back to America or wherever else we go, and he goes back to being a heel. So everyone has always said that his new character is based on what Bret Hart did in 1997, or at least there's inspirations from that. This is the ultimate way to tap into that. So I can keep doing this. There's so many other things that we certainly can do. And I think if we don't do that, WWE would be doing a disservice to itself. But they will do that. Well, see, I heard to WWE and kids go crazy. That's the other thing. Don't get me started about that. Don't get me started about how... You see all the stuff? Your mum dated John Cena in 7th grade. Man, I mean, I'd love to come and interview, but that's definitely against YouTube rules. But just tell me, what's your first name?
Oh,
Oscar, there we go. Oscar, story, breaking news. Put that on the headline. Thanks, Oscar, man. Appreciate it. And apparently they both did. I mean, I don't think that's true. John Cena, if you're watching, that's just a kid in a Santa Cruz t-shirt. And again, I would have gone and interviewed him, but I think that probably walks a fine line that I'm not interested in walking. He's totally thrown me. Thanks, kid. You've totally thrown me off my train of thought. This is why I like doing on-demand live videos. Not my wildest dreams, that I think a random 12, I would say. 12, where's his parents? Where are you? I know it should have been John Cena, but it's not. But not in my wildest dreams that I think a random kid would tell me that he's 7th grade. How old are you in 7th grade? I don't know, because I'm a stupid British person.
12?
So 12-year-old John Cena, why? I'm sorry, if my mum turned around one day, oh, you're into that wrestling? Oh, I don't, you're lying, mum. You're absolutely lying. He's ruined my train of thought. He's like, I'm going to pick a random name out of the sky, the Bloodline. Here we go. Do I think Tama Tonga is going to debut at WrestleMania? Yes, I do. Do I think Jimmy Uso is going to win? I now do think, I think that's going to happen as well. So the coolest thing ever is if Roman Reigns goes away and the Bloodline are kind of in a position of turmoil, I suppose, you can almost do what we did with D-Generation X back in 1998. Shawn Michaels went away. DX round two was arguably better than DX round one. I don't know who the leader of the Bloodline would be. I can see a situation where we kind of do what we did in 97. In the sense, you remember The Rock ousted Farouk from the Nation of Domination? I think The Rock could oust Roman Reigns from the Bloodline. If they both go away, that's okay. They can still operate, because then you would have Jimmy Uso and Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga, and you could put them in some six-man tag team matches. And I think even though they wouldn't have a super-duper star at the head of the thing, which I think is fair to say, the Bloodline keeps on going, but we changed tact, right? And we've shifted it, and that makes it more interesting. And I think that's the key about Cody Rhodes becoming the champion. I don't want it to happen, but I would shrug my shoulders and I'd get over it eventually. Well, pretty quickly, within an hour, to be completely honest with you, because who cares? It's wrestling. That's going to ruin the comments. But I would. I just take it for what it was. But I do think then you're running that story into the ground, where again, we can just shuffle around the Bloodline a little bit. They don't have to be a main event act for a while. They can drop down a little bit and we can just tell other stories. And once again, what does that do? It means we come out to WrestleMania 40. I think WWE is going to have a great year. And I know they've pivoted, and I know it was meant to be The Rock versus Roman Reigns, but I think, in hindsight, when we look back and we kind of extrapolate it, holding off Cody Rhodes to WrestleMania 40, the big 4-0, I think it's going to be great. I really, really do, and I think it will open the door to... And Cody Rhodes could lose the title, to be honest with you, in a few months, and I wouldn't mind that either, as long as he wins it back. It's the comparison that I always make. Do you know who always lost the championship really quickly? Stone Cold Steve Austin. Because there was nothing cooler than seeing Stone Cold get screwed over and then becoming more of a badass and winning that championship back. I know Cody Rhodes is a different character, but the same recipe and the same sauce is still there. So I am very, very pumped about what WWE can do. I don't think all of a sudden the attendance figures or ratings are going to go down. They'll dip a little bit because, of course, it peaks at WrestleMania. But I think they put all these things in place. It just goes to show they are thinking down the line. They're thinking down the line. And just to tie in about what we're, you know, dealing with here today, Sylvester Stallone didn't do that with the Rocky movies. I think Rocky, obviously, Rocky 2 probably... Rocky 3 is brilliant, but I think that kind of came out of nowhere. Rocky 4 is the greatest movie ever, but then you get to Rocky 5 and it makes no sense. He shouldn't have made Rocky 5. That's a bad movie. Even Sylvester Stallone has said it's a bad movie. Rocky Balboa is okay, and the Creed series I enjoy, but obviously Sly's all mad about that because he got kicked out of the last one, which just goes to show you have to pre-plan. Like the video, unlike the kid, John Cena's fake son. They should have pre-planned, and then, I don't know what I'm talking about. Like the video, share it, subscribe, leave a comment below. Enjoy WrestleMania. I'm going to go and look at the Rocky statue, which is a weird thing to do. See ya.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear, and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.